For the first time, a chronicler set himself to trace the origins of a conflict not to a past so remote as to be utterly fabulous, nor to the whims of some god, nor to a people's claim to a manifest destiny, but rather to explanations that he could verify personally. Committed to transcribing only living informants or eyewitness accounts, Herodotus toured the world. The first anthropologist, the first investigative reporter, the first foreign correspondent. The fruit of his tireless curiosity was not merely a sweeping analysis of an entire age. Herodotus himself described what he had engaged in as enquiries, historia. "And I set them down here," he declared, in the first sentence of the first work of history ever written, "so that the memory of the past may be preserved by recording the extraordinary deeds of Greek and foreigner alike, and above all, to show how it was that they came to go to war." During the 2.5 millennia since Herodotus, the founding presumption that the great war between Greek and Persian was of an unexampled momentousness has been resoundingly affirmed. John Stuart Mill claimed that the Battle of Marathon, even as an event in English history, is more important than the Battle of Hastings. Hegel, in the more expansive tones that one would expect of a German philosopher, declared that the interest of the whole world's history hung trembling in the balance. And so it surely did. As subjects of a foreign king, the Athenians would never have had the opportunity to develop their unique democratic culture. Much that made Greek civilization distinctive would have been aborted. The legacy inherited by Rome and passed on to modern Europe would have been immeasurably impoverished. It is unlikely, had the Greeks succumbed to Xerxes' invasion, that there would ever have been such an entity as the West at all. Xerxes was certainly, as the Greeks accused him of being, a despot. Mercilessness and repression, these had invariably been the keynotes of the imperial style. The empire of the Persians, however, as it expanded, had also developed a subtler response to the challenges of dominion. By guaranteeing peace and order to the dutifully submissive, and by giving a masterly demonstration of how best to divide and rule, a succession of Persian kings had won for themselves and their people the largest empire ever seen. Indeed, it was their epochal achievement to demonstrate to future ages the very possibility of a multi-ethnic, multicultural, world-spanning state. As such, the influence of their example on the grand sweep of history would be infinitely more long-term than the aberrant and fleeting experiment that was the democracy of Athens. The political model established by the Persian kings would inspire empire after empire, even into the Muslim era. The caliphs, would-be rulers of the world, were precisely echoing, albeit in piously Islamic idiom, the pretensions of Xerxes. In a sense, the political model established by the ancient monarchy of Persia was one that would persist in the Middle East until 1922, and the deposition of the last ruling caliph, the Turkish Sultan. And it is the stated goal of Osama bin Laden to see the caliphate resurrected to its prerogative of global rule.